dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
All right, the Nick DiGilio show continues on a Friday morning, and the regular Friday features have happened. Vic, by the way, is off, so obviously we didn't do a Vic's Picks, but the regular Friday features have begun with You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then you vote, 312-981-7200. Here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A Michigan woman claims a teller at a local bank called the police on her after she refused to remove her surgical mask that she says she was wearing to protect herself from the coronavirus and other illnesses. Amanda Ullman told Fox 2 that she went to a Key Bank location in downtown Dearborn last week while wearing a black mask that features a set of sharp teeth on the front. One of the tellers asked her to remove the mask, but Ullman refused, allegedly prompting the teller to contact the police. She jumps on the phone after she pushes this button, which I assume is the panic button, and I hear a giant locking sound. She told the outlet, adding that she chose this mask because it can be washed and reused, unlike traditional surgical masks. Ullman, who said she and her family are wearing masks as extra protection after hearing about cases of the novel virus in U.S., which has reported 13 cases to date, was reportedly locked in the bank and was forced to wait for police to arrive. Nothing about the design, absolutely nothing about freaking them out or anything. They just kept saying that was for their protection. I don't understand what my mask has to do with their protection. Police later arrived at the scene. She was able to leave the bank shortly after. Following the incident, Ullman told Fox 2 that she plans to close her account of 5 years.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A Nebraska rapper has confessed to committing a murder on TV. The so-called popular artist who goes by the name of Lil D-Man made the shocking confession during a freestyle, which was captured on camera for a local news show. The camera was rolling as the rapper, who picked up by the Marion County Police Department for his alleged involvement in a deadly shooting. He was walking out of a building with his hands behind his back, likely in handcuffs, while being ushered by an officer in an awaiting car. That's when he dropped some bars, which began, "Shout out to the MPD, they caught me." MPD stands for the Marion County Police Department. During the freestyle, Lil D-Man explained what crime he had committed that would possibly land him in jail. After he's done rapping, a reporter asked him, "Did you do it?" Appearing to be delirious, he quickly replied, "Yeah, I did it." When asked why he did it, he took a moment before answering, "Self-defense." There's no word on the crime that Lil D-Man was allegedly involved in. It's not clear whether the evidence police had before him while he was arrested, but he made it easier for the authorities to charge him and put him in jail with this confession captured on video.
You bigger dummy than my dummy!
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Speeding with your wife, infant, and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cocaine in your car is a great idea if you want to attract the attention of law enforcement, which is exactly what happened in this case. A man driving 85 miles an hour as he careened among cars and lanes during rush hour at Interstate 5 in Southern California, his wife and infant son in tow, was arrested Friday after U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents discovered, oh my God, more than 50 pounds of cocaine in his vehicle. The agents pulled over the 34-year-old U.S. citizen who did not identify, who they did not identify publicly, when they saw him driving erratically between lanes and around drivers. He was in a 2012 Nissan Altima, according to KSWTV. It was about 4:45 p.m. on a Friday when they followed the driver to San Clemente, a coast city between halfway between San Diego and Los Angeles, where he continued the frantic driving. The TV station said when they pulled into the shopping center parking lot, where he and his wife jumped out of the car and walked away at a fast clip, agents approached the couple and asked for consent to search their vehicle. The man agreed, and agents discovered a duffel bag in the car trunk that contained 20 brick-shaped packages of cocaine. Agents also discovered an additional package of cocaine tucked inside the shopping bag near the infant seat. In total, there were 21 bundles of cocaine weighing 51.25 pounds and an estimated street value of $512,500. So they get out of the car, they leave the baby in the car? Oh, man. All right. We will continue. You big dummy. All right. Nick DiGilio Show continues with the Friday features, and we are in the middle of You Big Dummy. Let's get back to it. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A man who was making his way back to his Minneapolis hotel at around 3 a.m. Saturday tried to cross the icy Mississippi River near the Stone Arch Bridge and then fell partly through the ice. He told the fire crews that rescued him that his Google Maps directed him to cross the river, according to Minneapolis Fire Department spokesman Brian Tyner, who speculated that the man misinterpreted the direction and should have crossed the bridge instead. Oh, yeah, that's probably what Google Maps meant, Tyner said. The man who was visiting from out of state had a mild case of hypothermia.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five. Authorities believe an East St. Louis, Illinois woman with a history of theft cases against her ran an online boutique out of her basement where she was selling stolen merchandise. Now, 29-year-old Twana Trotter. Wow, there's a name. Twana Trotter. Say that fast five times. We should get that woman we had on earlier in the week. The fast-talking woman.
Fran.
Fran. Is behind bars after pleading guilty in a separate 2018 stealing case at a Walmart in Chesterfield, Missouri. On Thursday, Trotter pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Investigators say Trotter has hit most of all of the retail areas in Chesterfield, Missouri, just across the Mississippi River from East St. Louis. Sergeant Keith Ryder of the Chesterfield Police Department said investigators found roughly $20,000 worth of stolen merchandise in Trotter's East St. Louis home during a police search last November. Ryder said Trotter and others stole the merchandise from many stores, including Chesterfield. Then Trotter would try to sell the goods on Facebook. She basically had a boutique set up in her basement where she would advertise what she had to show them a live video and, I guess, hoping for people to come and buy those products from her, Ryder said. I describe it as the QVC of stolen clothes. I mean, she had things set up and things she was planning on selling that day. Ryder said his detectives would actually watch Trotter's Facebook live sessions to see what she was selling. The products that they were observed that she was selling were able to they were able to track to retail areas in Chesterfield as well as throughout St. Louis County and as far as Osage Beach, he said. Ryder said that Trotter has a history of arrests in Chesterfield for retail thefts. Ryder referred to her as a professional shoplifter who treated the crimes as business. Retail crime is not a victimless crime, Ryder said. It's going to drive the prices up. You know, there's a lot of other issues with the retail crime, so that we really wanted to stop it. And she was really hitting St. Louis area hard. Ryder said that the case at Trotter's home is still under investigation by authorities in Illinois. At this point, no charges have been filed in yet connection with the search and seizure.
So to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
All right. There you go. There's some dummies. Never a lack of dummies, Tom.
Never, ever.
As long as there are humans, we have a segment.
This is gonna be a tough segment after the apocalypse. Once we hit the Mad Max Fury Road thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. By the way, they're doing a Fury Road intro to a regular segment now on Colbert, where they put the candidates' faces on the characters as they're driving in the car. It's Fury Road to the White House is what they're...
Wow. Witness me!
Yeah, no, yeah, and it's Oh, who is Witness? Whose face is on Witness Me? I can't remember. But they put the candidates' faces...
So now, probably Nicholas... probably Andrew Yang, now he's out.
No, Yang is... Yeah, I know, Elizabeth Warren is Nicholas Holt.
Okay.
Bernie is Max. It's really funny. It's always funny. It's Stephen Colbert. He's great. Okay, so dummies. We got a vote here. Let me do a recap. And then 312-981-7200. First person through gets to be our third vote. 312-981-7200. We got the bank teller who called the police because someone had a surgical mask on and wouldn't take it off. We've got the Nebraska rapper, Lil D Man, who confessed to a murder while rapping on TV. We've got the guy who was doing 85 miles an hour with his wife, his infant son, and 51 pounds of cocaine in the car. We've got the guy who fell through the ice in Minneapolis and said that Google Maps told him to do it. And then we have the woman who is basically running a QVC of stolen goods out of her house. All right, Tom, where's your brain this week on these?
That's a tough one. I think I'm between either the guy who walked into a pond or into a body of water instead of taking a bridge because Google Maps told him to.
Not just a body of water. It was the Mississippi River.
Yeah, the Mississippi River. That's it. It was the Mississippi River. Walked into the big muddy.
Yeah.
There's bridges.
Yeah.
Or the rapper who confessed to murder on camera. I'm going to say the rapper who confessed
you mean
to murder.
Lil D Man.
Where is he from? Was he from Arkansas?
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Tough times out in Nebraska.
Lil D Man.
Yeah. Nah, man. That's the weird part. It's like you can have murdered someone, just don't confess to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
On camera. If you're trying to get away with it, that is.
Yeah. I think the bank teller is just kind of overreacting, you know,
You need to see the picture of the mask.
Yeah, because it's kind of a scary mask.
Well, it's a black mask, and it's got
teeth, and
it's got, like, sharp, it's not like a Halloween mask, but it's got, like, a sharp teeth smile.
Yeah.
It looks like, if someone walked into a bank like that, I'd be like, this place is about to get robbed.
Yeah.
I'm about to get thrown on the floor.
Wait, does she look like Immortan Joe?
Kinda.
Yeah, with the mask. Oh, by the way, that's Trump.
In that extended metaphor. Yeah, no, she's scary looking. If
okay.
I were to tell her, I'd be like, I'm about to be robbed by this lady.
Okay, all right. So the rapper Lil D Man's a good one. The guy with the infant and the wife in the car, what the hell is that?
That's
especially if
dummy.
they both got out of the car and left a baby in the car.
Imagine if that baby drove off with a blow.
The kid's making a break for it. the woman running the QVC, the fact that she was doing it online and all the cops just watched.
Well, that's the thing. It's smart up until that point. That's a great grift up until you start broadcasting it.
Yeah. The cops are just sitting there watching it going, yeah.
No, she's running an absolute monster of a business. The only mistake she made was broadcasting it to every. You got to keep that stuff down low.
Yeah.
on the DL.
That's just so, but it's just so ridiculous. $20,000 worth of stolen merchandise in her house.
Remarkable, actually.
$20,000. And just, like, ripping off, Walmarts and stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just like, fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah.
The classic.
All right, so you're going with Little D-Man. I got to go with the two that we our listener is going to have to choose from, because I'm going with the guy who fell through the ice on the Mississippi River and told the cops that Google Maps told him to do it. So it's between, these are the two choices. You have the Nebraska rapper Little D-Man confessing to a murder while freestyling on TV, and you got a guy who fell through the ice in Minneapolis and told the cops that the Google Maps told him to do it. Mark, which one of those two are you voting for?
This is the best. These are probably the best dummies you've ever had, but I got to go with Little D-Man. That is the biggest dummy.
Okay, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
A keen-eyed American.
There you go, man. Little D-Man.
There you go. Little D-Man, dummy of the week.
Oh,
the D
man.
Stands for dummy.
He did a shout-out, but I love the fact that he shouted out to the police department. Shout-out to the MPD, Little D-Man.
That'd be like if I went and robbed H&M on Michigan Avenue. And I was just like, shout-out to CPD.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, man. I want to see this woman's mask. Now I'm very curious.
It's not a mask you should be wearing in public, probably. For being 100%,
she just wants to be. She wants to be safe from the virus, but also stylish. I think that's what's happening, right?
I get it. You can get a rewashable mask. There's nothing wrong with trying to protect yourself.
Yeah,
that's cool. Go for it. Why does it have to have weird teeth on it?
Yeah. Okay.
Explain that to me.
Okay. So the bank teller freaked out, saw the teeth, and went, clink. locked down. The bank is on lockdown.
I've never been a bank teller, but I'd lock down for virtually anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the town. I know how this goes.
Yeah, I've seen the town. By the way, good movie. Very good movie. Affleck directed that one, didn't he?
Affleck?
Yeah, Affleck. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did direct it.
He directed Argo, too, right? Because he won Best Director for... Or no, the movie won Best Picture. Best Director.
Yeah, it won Best Picture.
Right. And what else did he direct?
Gone Baby Gone.
Gone Baby Gone. Didn't he direct some gangster movie a couple of years ago?
We
Own the Night. He directed that too, didn't he?
Yeah, tanked.
Yeah, not good.
It's very bad.
Not good. But the other ones are good.
Yeah, pretty, yeah.
I think The Town is my favorite of all of them. I love Gone Baby Gone, but I think The Town is my favorite.
Yeah, I would have rather watched The Town if... I like The Town a lot. I just kind of wish that Casey Affleck was in it and not Ben. I think Casey Affleck's a better...
Yeah.
Better actor, but he wouldn't have fit the role. He wouldn't have fit the role.
Casey Affleck what's the smart guy with the mop? The smart guy with the mop. Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
Casey Affleck and Goodwill Hunting, the whole baseball glove scene, I cry laughing every single time. Cry laughing. He's hilarious in that movie.
Smart guy with
the mop. You're a smart guy with a mind. I always forget the name of the movies. So, okay. We continue here with our regular features, and we'll be doing Straight Out of Context next. It's the Nick DiGilio Show on a Friday morning here on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Ah, yes. Straight out of context. Another one of our Friday features we've been doing for years. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should anyway, because it's the best. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And then we play them all back in this segment every Friday morning. Okay, Tom, let us continue or begin.
All right, let's get started here with the great weatherman Demetrius Ivory. This one was caught by Mark D. in Aurora.
I got another 1 to 2 inches coming our way.
You could probably guess.
Snow.
Yeah.
Snow, of which snow, we didn't get much in the city.
In the city, no. But
I know they got slammed elsewhere, and Indiana got hit pretty hard. But we didn't get hit pretty bad. We didn't get bad. It wasn't too bad in the city.
No, but that cold's going to get to us today.
I'm staying in, man. I'm in the house. Heat on, blanket, TV. That's my plan, man.
The same thing as every other
Pretty
night.
Pretty much same thing every day. Yeah, that's what I do every day. Okay.
All right. Next up, coming from Brian, it's John Williams.
I'd like to dip my toe in that.
You know, John's been representing lately.
John is off the chain.
Yeah. It's crazy because he's just, you know, he doesn't talk dirty. He doesn't do anything. He's one of the most professional broadcasters I've ever met.
Consummate.
Yeah, consummate. But what was he dipping his toe in there?
I think he was talking about travel. He was dipping his toe into calling for airline tickets because apparently it's a good way to get a deal.
Instead of going online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody uses the sites and everything. John, he's on the pulse. He says, no, you can actually get a really good deal by calling the airline
directly
to book tickets.
Instead of using the services. The commercials are all over the place for that, though.
Oh, God, it's killer.
Okay.
All right. Again, following up a John Williams with a John Williams.
Man.
This one coming to us from Kevin out in McHenry.
I got to pull the whole thing out.
Talking about fixing his dishwasher. Do you think if we made him like a little statue and just left it in the King of Straight Outta, like he would?
Yeah,
I would feel about it. We should make him a little.
Yeah, Walk of Famer John Williams got inducted last year.
It's true.
Yeah,
real recognizes real.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right. This next one coming to us again, Demetrius Ivory. This time on the Rokan Show, caught by Wild Bill.
Other folks get 4 inches and 6 inches.
It's just going to, every time there's a weather forecast with snow in it, we're going to get, we'll have material for this segment on Friday morning.
And it's never not funny.
No, because we're nine. Now, I do want to mention again, I haven't mentioned this in a while, that my producer, before Dan Shagru, well, I mean, before a couple of producers, was Andy Herman. Andy Herman is the one who created this segment. It was his idea. Andy Herman's favorite TV show, of which he's seen every episode at least 100 times, knows everything about it. You're not going to be surprised. His favorite TV show is Three's Company. So this is a segment.
Innuendo.
This is a segment that comes from the mind of someone whose favorite TV show is Three's Company.
There you go. There you go.
I like the episode of Three's Company with the misunderstanding. That's my favorite one. Okay.
Right. Next up, Bob Surratt, the great Bob Surratt,
yes.
Coming up at 5. This was caught by Brian.
Hey, you're going to get some later. You're maybe not going to get some later.
Valentine's Day predictions 2020 from the great Bob Surratt.
Is that what it was?
No.
Oh.
Talking about snow.
Oh, okay. For a second there, I was like, wait a minute, he was really talking about that?
Never.
No.
A family man like Bob Surratt.
Well, there's a lot of double entendre involving snow.
I know. It's shocking. It's shocking.
All right.
Next one, coming to us from the Lou Manfredini Show, another one from Brian, and this is Lou Manfredini and the great Joe Brand.
I mean, of course he wouldn't come.
He never comes.
He would never come.
Oh, man.
Followed up with a second Manfredini. Would you love to see? And this one's coming to us from Deanna.
Double hung and triple hung.
Oh, man. What was he talking about?
I'm talking about Windows.
Ah. Oh, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Next one coming to us.
By the way, I just wanted to mention really quickly. I look up at the screen. You know, I got TVs on in here in the studio. The Woodchuck commercial for Geico kills me every time.
It's weird.
It makes me laugh every time. The new one where the guy's selling lumber.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do a commercial for his lumber store.
And they're
I don't know why. Totally cracks me up. Okay, sorry.
That's all right. This next one is coming from the Startup Showcase show. Scott Catoon.
Oh, okay.
It's probably been a while since he's been on here. This is from Mike at Novak Construction.
You had to say some crazy stuff to get me off.
Oh, man. What was the context of that?
Talking about investments.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. Next one. This is Mark Carmen, caught by Carrie. And it's probably been a while since he's been on. Real quick one here.
Must get off.
Oh, man. Come on. Carmen.
All right.
Yeah.
Always good to hear Mark. Always good to hear him. All right. Next one here. Dean Richards.
Oh, Dino.
Love when Dino is on. Uncle Dean. This one's caught by Mark in Norwood Park.
I've only just now been able to get feeling in my buttocks.
Buttocks. In my buttocks. Was he talking about the length of the Irishman?
That exactly. That's exactly what I was talking about. Good job.
Okay.
Good job. All right.
Buttocks.
All right. Two of you.
What?
A doubleheader of Nick D from Fox Valley Mike. Both these are from Fox Valley Mike. Here's the first one.
You've got this thing that's, you know, that's like pushing on your crotch. Oh, I was talking about that standing roller coaster, yeah, the Iron Wolf. The worst roller coaster experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
All right.
And another one.
I need to know that there's something suspended below me. I can't have the dangling legs. I don't like the Batman ride.
No.
Hey, by the way, do we have any audio of Lou talking about stealing signs?
I think we may.
Okay.
I made a mistake adding this. I made a mistake putting the, ever including this on anything. I just
Lou Manfredini's interpretation of this is what it sounds like when people are stealing signs in a baseball game.
Oh boy.
Ta ta tu ta ti.
Never not hilarious. One more time, we'll get back to it.
Ta ta tu ta ti.
I still do not understand that at all.
Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah, he's on the Walk of Fame, yeah.
Is he?
I think he is,
should
isn't
be.
He?
If he's not, he should be.
Hell, if I'm on the Walk of Fame, Lou Manfredini.
True. It's very true.
You know?
All right. Just a couple more here.
Okay.
Here. This one's both of us, you and I, caught by Tony with an I. Right, what's her rate? Maybe.
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't know. She doesn't charge me. Talking about Dana.
$60.
Is it 60 bucks?
I think that's a little steep, but hey.
For Dana?
Maybe.
Nothing is too steep for my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo. We got to get her to Flashback this year. Got to get her back to town. I haven't seen her in a while. It's been too long.
I won't be here.
What?
I won't be here for Flashback.
Why?
Got to be across the pond.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to be gone the end of July, beginning of August.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I know. It's a bummer. Really bummer.
You wouldn't get to meet if Dana comes. Now you're not going to get to meet her.
Well, she'll have to come a week early.
All right. Okay, by the way, that sentence, that's going to be on next week's... next week's segment.
All right, we got to get through these.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Dave, this is from Dave Plyer's show, caught by Brandon Rockford.
Big, juicy Brazil nuts.
Who was that?
A guest?
A guest from
Anderson's Candy Shop.
Anderson's Candy Shop, yeah. The best, Anderson's Candy Shop. Okay,
and finally.
Last one.
So excited about this. First time someone got caught on the WGN-TV Early Morning News.
Oh, yes!
First time.
Yes!
We did this. Here it is. Lauren Jiggetts. This is amazing.
Why would you just stick it out for 10 minutes and get the discount?
All right. The inaugural submission from the 4 o'clock show here as we go over to Bradley Place, to our friends over there at Channel 9. We get the early morning news from 4 to 5 here, and keep your ears peeled, folks who to contribute to this segment, and whenever they do something on the TV side that is worthy of mention on this segment, jot it down. Okay, let's continue here. The Friday features will continue again with Nick D Show Spies. Ooh, ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Spies, spies, spies. Like us. There it is. All right. This is Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to the radio 24/7 to this station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you're a spy. We want to know about it. Jot down the date, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play all these back in this segment every Friday morning. Okay, what do we got?
All right. Just one spy here sent in to us by Diane in Naperville. This is on the Matt Bubala Show, and it actually features a regular listener. Let's see if you can figure out who it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I put my car in three car shows because I was doing this move trying to work on Honda to give me a new car, and they're not biting. And I said, well, I'll take that as a maybe.
So is it an Accord with a million miles?
A Civic. 2008 really? Civic. And Honda's only given one car to somebody with a million miles in it. Guy had a 91 Accord wagon, and he was a mechanic and did all his own work. And took him 19 years to put a million miles. I did it in 10 and a half.
Wow.
And had all the service and repairs done at the dealership.
That's pretty cool.
The guy that Nick has on every month.
Tom Appel?
Tom, yeah. Yeah, he did a story on me on Consumer Guide Automotive about a year ago.
Good old Doc.
Yeah, that's a great story.
It's a great story. When Tom heard about it, because Doc called in during our segment. Tom Appel, by the way, is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He's our car expert. He's fantastic. I don't even drive, and I love talking to Tom. He's so educated, and he knows his stuff so well. Anyway, Doc called in, and then Tom was like, what? Couldn't believe it. They did a story on him, took pictures of the car, Doc with the car and everything. It's a crazy story. So, all right, that's Nick D's Show Spies. Are we ready for this?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, there it is. Every Friday morning, we do some fly jams. 312-981-7200. We dedicate, we'd like to start off the Friday, the weekend, with some funky stuff. We did this. We started doing this years ago. You know, in fact, we had my friend Mike Beyer on earlier because he co-wrote a play that's running at the factory right now. And he co-wrote a play called Hey Dancin', Hey Musical. And we had cast members in. And the music was very fly jam-ish. And that's the night we started it. That's how long ago it was when we started doing Fly Jams Friday. So did we get some requests? Oh, wait, let's say hello to Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There he is, Luscious Hushes. Where was that your nickname?
In high school.
In high school?
Yeah, when I played on a volleyball team. Like, it was just like for fun during gym hour. They do a month-long competition.
You must have been great at spiking.
That was all right. I was all right.
Because you're 7 feet eight.
Nah, I was just solid. I was just solid as a rock,
wow,
as they say.
So Luscious Hushes.
Yeah, Luscious Hushes was my nickname.
Oh, well, now it's your DJ name.
I know. Pretty good one, too.
Yeah, I think so. All right, well, what do we got request-wise?
All right, first up, we got a little Brian McKnight, Still in Love, coming to us from our buddy Chris. Take my breath away.
Brian McKnight, man. He's one of the kings of the slow jam.
Yeah, he can rock it.
Oh, he's one of the kings of the slow jam. You put Brian McKnight on, you turn the lights down. That's what you do. Get ready for a couples only at the roller rink.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, next up, I know we've been doing anti-Valentine's Day, but
yeah,
one of our most loyal listeners, Mike in Louisville, his better half, Megan, wanted to hear a little something for Valentine's Day because she's a bad mamma jamma.
Oh.
She's a bad mamma jamma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad mamma jamma. Just as fine as she can be. Her body measurements are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy.
Her body measurements. You don't hear a lot of body measurements. Well, yeah, you do. Brickhouse. Brickhouse has body measurements in it. So, and that's a song that we've heard here on the segment many, many times. Good old Brickhouse. All right. What's our next request?
All right, next request. You know, we were just talking about him with Jim yesterday, Mr. Smokey Robinson.
Oh, he got to meet Smokey Robinson, Jim Ryan, our music guy. Went to see Smokey Robinson at the Chicago Theater. Said he was unbelievably great. Mm-hmm. Turns 80 this week.
Can't believe
Smokey
it.
Robinson.
Can't believe
legend.
Well, we got a little bit of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. It's Love Machine, and this is coming to us from Ken.
Is this Smokey Robinson? This is Smokey. This song is Smokey Robinson? Wow. I mean, I know this song. I just didn't. I guess I didn't realize it was Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Here's the best part.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what Cheech and Chong movie it is where Cheech is going, I'm just a love machine, and I don't work for nobody but you. I'm just a love machine. okay, what do we got?
All right, we got this one pretty recently, but it's too good not to play. It's a little Billy Paul, Me.
Oh, my favorite.
And Mrs. Jones.
My favorite.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe.
Yeah. Best fly jam of all time. One of my favorite songs ever. I can't stand how much I love that. How much I love that song. Oh, it's perfect. That's a, you know, I talk about songs that are perfect. Perfect song. Best fly jam of all time. And I think that he only had one other hit, Billy Paul. He only had one other hit, but that's like a definitive song right there. I mean, that's it. Maybe like the best song of the 70s.
Yeah, and I guess I will say we got a correction from the 724. Love Machine, that's Smokey Robinson. That was post-Smokey.
That was just the Imperials.
The Miracles.
Oh, the Miracles.
Yeah, I guess. I did not know that.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Okay, all right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for correcting us. I felt a little weird.
Felt uncomfortable.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's not Smokey.
Yeah. So, all right. What's our next request?
All right. Next one. Hopefully this is a portent for good things to come for everybody on Valentine's Day. It's a little James Brown. Get up. I feel like being a sex machine.
Get up. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. Get up. Stay on the scene. Sex
I like the complicated lyrics.
Yeah, especially, you know, that guitar line. Wow, it's real tough.
Great song, though, man.
There's beauty in simplicity. There is great beauty in simplicity.
Okay. You got one more here?
Actually, that was our last request.
Oh, that's our last request.
For the moment, okay. Yeah, the of ones that I can get right away.
All right. Well, keep the requests coming, and we'll do it again next Friday, as we will regular Friday features. Also, on Monday when we come back, Sunday night into Monday morning, we'll have the Sunday night, Monday morning movie reviews with Eric and Steve.